Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, an unlikely freedom fighter has risen to the top of the American zeitgeist, Nicki Minaj, not to be confused with Cardi B. That's a reminder for me. She has decided to push back against the tyranny of the medical industrial complex. I never thought I'd be saying this, but she has more courage than most Republicans that I know. Republican senators, that is, not regular Republicans who are very courageous every single day. If you want to email us your thoughts, you could do so freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support this program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. When you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, you allow this podcast to be posted at least 2 times a day, once on Saturday, once on Sunday, and help us in our mission and our goal, our objective, to try and reach millions of young people every single month. I want to thank Gary from DeKalb, Illinois, for your very generous support. Thank you so much. charliekirk.com/support. Allison from Santa Ana, California. Landon from Vermont. charliekirk.com/support. Email us your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you can do so by going to tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter. Start a college chapter. And get involved as we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Nicki Minaj breaks the matrix, just like Joe Rogan did, just like Eric Clapton did, and she won't be canceled. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. So much that we want to get to today. Spent a lot of time prepping the show here. And also a lot of time studying somebody that, quite honestly, I don't know very much about. And I confused with somebody else who's also a rapper. Not exactly a subject matter expert on black rappers. It's Nicki Minaj. So I was roughly familiar with Nicki Minaj. Not exactly someone who I would consider is living a moral life, just kind of looking at some pictures of her. Putting all of that aside for a second, Nicki Minaj is extremely popular. Nicki Minaj has, 150 million followers or something on Instagram? 127 million, is that right? Some extraordinary number. I mean, just incomprehensible. 157 million people follow her on Instagram. 22 million people follow her on Twitter. Nicki Minaj is a black rapper. She's 38 years old. Her real name is Onika Miraj, and she changed her name to Nicki Minaj. That's her stage name. And Nicki is very popular in the black community. She's very popular in many different communities across the country. And she sent out this tweet that we mentioned. Nicki Minaj has just embarked on a journey that I don't think she quite understands. Nicki Minaj is now participating in what Joe Rogan fell backwards into what Eric Clapton has fallen backwards into, which is all of a sudden looking around and saying, wait a second, what's really going on here? Why are you forcing me to take medicine I don't want to take and you won't even answer my questions? Why are you not allowing dialogue and discourse and you're trying to control my body? Now, I wouldn't put Nicki Minaj in the Aristotle category as far as her ability to think deeply about things, but the wisdom that she has articulated in the last couple days far exceeds that of Fauci or Collins or any people in the CDC or NIH. So Nicki Minaj tweeted this tweet out, which broke the internet. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and he became impotent. Now, let me just stop here. We have over 6,000 emails, comments, and messages from you, our listeners, of negative vaccine reactions. And that list is growing. I know in my own personal circle, I know at least three people that have had negative vaccine reactions. And Brett Weinstein, evolutionary biologist, doctor formerly from Oregon, Evergreen State University, he had an amazing podcast that got taken down by YouTube where he talked about this. But that's a thought crime. You're not allowed to have that discourse or that discussion. Nicki Minaj said his testicles became swollen. Apologize for the graphic nature of that. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. She wasn't telling people not to take the vaccine. She wasn't telling people anything false. She was just saying a first-person story, and she said, pray on it. Oh, you're not allowed to say that. Telling people to pray on something? It's a thought crime. And what has happened in the day since is that Nicki Minaj, who has just regular common sense and street smarts, not about everything, but obviously about this topic, she is now experiencing the wrath of the media industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And based on her recent social media commentary, she's very confused why all of a sudden she has become the target of so many different forces. So Nicki Minaj has doubled and tripled down. I got to give her great credit. I thought she was going to back down and do kind of what celebrities almost do. I thought she was going to pull a John Cena. Now, let this be said for the record. Nicki Minaj has bigger whatever than John Cena. A lot more courage than John Cena. I don't know if you remember John Cena. John Cena said something about Taiwan, backed down immediately. Nicki Minaj just says, hey, my cousin became impotent because of the vaccine, and everybody goes after her. They say, you're an anti-vaxxer. You are going to kill people. Joy Reid starts talking jive on television after her. But Nicki Minaj is different because Nicki Minaj can't be controlled by the masters of the universe. They tried to suspend her from Twitter. They tried to kick her off of social media because of what she said. Producer Connor tweeted something out where he said Nicki Minaj is based or Nicki Minaj is right, and he lost access to his Twitter account for 12 hours. You see, that is what this regime is doing. They are clamping down on resistance. And also, it's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend, not her cousin. Just want to make that clear. So Nicki Minaj did this Instagram live video. To give you an idea of how popular she is, she had 90,000 people watching an Instagram live video of where she was just literally the phone was just showing her ceiling and she was talking. Cut 77. Nicki Minaj says the obvious, something that we've been saying on this program for years. It's scary when they say you can't ask questions about anything. Nicki Minaj, welcome to the revolution. Cut 77.
I simply said we should be able to ask questions and speak. And it's scary when they start telling you you can't ask questions about anything.
Of course you can't ask questions about anything. Nicki, you're a little late to the party here, but welcome. In a unusual turn of events, we now have this broad-based coalition of people that are together, of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's asking questions. Again, I don't endorse everything he says. I just think it's interesting the son of Bobby Kennedy is asking questions. Joe Rogan, who's an independent podcaster, Nicki Minaj and Eric Clapton. But do you know what Joe Rogan and Nicki Minaj have in common? They're not controlled by corporate oligarchs. They're not like Don Lemon on television, who is without any sort of reasonable talent and just does what he says he's supposed to do. Do what you do, Don. Say what you're supposed to say. But Nicki Minaj, this all came out because of the Met Gala, is the reason this whole thing came out. The same Met Gala that AOC wore the tax the rich dress and All these people had all these outrageous outfits. And people said, well, where is Nikki? And she said, I'm not there because I'm not going to be forced to get vaccinated. And it really does beg the question, if you don't control your own body, are you free? When you try to build a government, the ideal form of government in a free society is one that is based on persuasion and convincing people, not on force. Inquiry, not force, is how you unify the country. Joe Biden promised in his inaugural address, we're going to bring everybody together. He's done the opposite. And Nicki Minaj, someone with a very morally questionable lifestyle, all of a sudden has said what those of us that are in the freedom-fighting fight have been saying for quite some time, which is, why are you forcing me to do something without answering my questions? And then why all of a sudden are you slandering me in public? By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And I know a lot of you want to support Mike Lindell and saying, Charlie, how do I support Mike Lindell? Here's how you can support Mike Lindell and our program, Combo Package. It's my slippers. That's right, you heard me. My slippers. They are the most comfortable slippers I've ever worn. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these, designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. My Slippers are so comfortable that you will want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. Just go to MyPillow.com, buy a bunch of stuff, and use promo code Kirk. That's basically the long and short of it. If you want to support Mike Lindell and Charlie Kirk, be comfortable, sleep well, MyPillow.com, purchase a bunch of stuff, promo code Kirk. God bless America. I do have to say I have great amounts of respect for Nicki Minaj after the last couple of days. We'll see how she handles it from here. But to challenge this cartel and to challenge the medical industrial complex as it is just incredible. So she then says, they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face, not that loose one. What's amazing is she's like a pro masker and she's just saying, I want to do research on the vaccine, and they still come after her. So Vox.com, is this Vox? Yeah. Vox.com writes this article going after Nicki Minaj. The title is Nicki Minaj is an anti-vax. Exactly. That's why her vaccine resistance is so concerning. And this might be a typo. But in this article, they show how silly their argument is. So I'm going to read this paragraph. Just to spell it out, known side effects. They're talking about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend who got issues, impotency issues. Just to spell it out, known side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine do not include testicle swelling, although unfounded concerns about the vaccine and female fertility have circulated. Now, I just want to say we receive thousands and thousands of messages of young ladies that are having major issues after getting the vaccine. That's all I have to say. Without more context about Minaj's cousin's friend illness, it's impossible to know more. But it's highly unlikely his situation has anything to do with COVID-19. Well, who said anything about COVID-19? Do you see how they do that there in the article? No, we're talking about the vaccine, not COVID-19. So the article says, well, it's not a side effect of COVID-19. We're not saying that. We're saying, is it a side effect of this vaccine? And by the way, if they're in Trinidad, what vaccine did they take? That's the other question. It continues by saying, it doesn't help that some of that disinformation has come from trusted public institutions, including during the Trump administration from the U.S. president. Okay, disinformation. You mean like Fauci saying wear a mask and not wear a mask? You mean like Fauci saying that it could be on surfaces for up to 5 days? Is that the disinformation you're talking about? The Vox article continues in saying, the do your research and decide what's you for you approach that celebrities like Minaj seem to be endorsing is a disingenuous view. It undermines centuries of epidemiology and important work to fight diseases by suggesting that vaccine safely boils down to how you personally feel about vaccines. But the question of whether vaccines are safe isn't up for debate. The answer is simple. Yes. You see that? Now, let me just act as if this article doesn't say vaccines. The do your research and decide what's right for you approach celebrities like Minaj seem to be endorsing is a disingenuous view. It undermines centuries of eugenics and important work to try to sterilize women by suggesting that preventing idiot women from having children, how you feel about that is irrelevant. But the question how you feel about sterilizing idiot women isn't up for you to debate. The answer is simple. Yes. That's how that paragraph would have read in the 1920s, because that's what we did. Did you know in the 1920s, based on a decision in 1905, I think it was Jackson v. Massachusetts, we'll get the exact Supreme Court decision, it allowed the precedent for 60,000 women to be sterilized against their will. Yeah, it was Jacobson versus Mass, 1905. Thank you, not Jackson, Jacobson. And these were called idiot women. 60,000 women were sterilized in the 1920s against their will. Free thinking, discourse, dialogue, inquiry, Socratic debate is the foundation of Western civilization. If I were to ask somebody, hey, can you prove the heliocentric theory of the earth? Actually, you can. You can prove it in a variety of different ways. Hey, can you prove force equals mass times acceleration? Absolutely. Hey, can you answer my questions about the vaccine? No, the answer is simple. Yes, sit down and shut up and you must take it. In a stunning turn of events, Nicki Minaj has more courage than most Republican senators. If you run a conservative or faith-based business or organizations that accept credit cards for donations, events, and merchandise or anything, listen carefully. Do not expose yourself to being shut off because of cancel culture. The Charlie Kirk Show relies on Cornerstone Payment Systems to provide uninterrupted credit card processing for all of our work. We trust Cornerstone for our processing because I believe, and I think you will too, you'll benefit from their solutions, their low costs, and most importantly, their commitment to safeguard your transactions. Cornerstone provides all types of credit card solutions, including e-commerce, retail, donations, crowdfunding, and text to give. Please contact Cornerstone Payment Systems today and let them know you heard about them on my show. You can reach Cornerstone at 714-912-2617 or online at cornerstone.cc/Kirk. Again, that's cornerstone.cc/KIRK. Let them know I sent you. When black celebrities dare to defy the orthodoxy and status quo, they are immediately torpedoed by the machine. Kanye West, Nicki Minaj, you see what they tried to do to many different black athletes that speak out against forced vaccinations. Nicki Minaj has realized that this regime does not answer questions. They operate with force. This is not a government that persuades people. They are a coercive regime. The First Amendment of the United States protects the things that we are as human beings. We are talking beings. We are thinking beings. We are worshiping beings. Nicki Minaj did not ask for this fight. She would just like to live her life and continue to do rap songs. But she just backed into what all of a sudden some are saying is the peeling off of the mask of this tyrannical machine. Nicki Minaj says in Cut 75 on her Instagram Live, she says, I remember going to China and we were told you cannot speak out against the government. Don't you see we are living in that time? First Kanye West. Now Nicki Minaj. Soon black Americans, all Americans, will realize what's really going on here. Now, I don't like the fact that Nikki has to suffer because of this. She's not really suffering. She'll actually be stronger than ever. But I am pleased that finally some people at the top levels of pop culture and music are realizing you're living in a tyrannical country. Cut 75.
I remember going to China and they were telling us, you know, you cannot speak out again. And I remember all of us thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, we understand and we respect the laws here and you know, that it's so different where we live. But don't y'all see what's fucking happening? Don't y'all see that we are living now in that time?
We have a word for that. That's based. Three generations of imbeciles are enough, declared the Supreme Court in Buck versus Bell, decision of 1927. I'm reading from timeline.com. Quote, it is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. That decision was written by Oliver Wendell Holmes, and forced sterilization became fully legal in the United States. The case came at the height of popularity for the pseudosciences of eugenics, which maintained that negative character traits like criminality and stupidity were entirely the product of bad genes. The court decision that set the precedent for government intervention on the sterilization of women was the Jacobson v. Massachusetts. Thankfully, many decades later, there was a lawsuit that included Dolores Madrigal, who was the lead plaintiff in the 1978 case, which brought suit against LA County's USC Medical Center for its non-consensual sterilization of Mexican-American women in the 1960s and 70s. It would make sense why certain communities are apprehensive of the government forcibly putting medicine on you. The question is, why is it all of a sudden that this current regime needs to be trusted with a track record in just the last 18 months, forget the last 100 years, that is questionable on almost every single fact that they have said forward is questionable. Nicki Minaj continues, and this is, I chuckle because we've been saying this for quite some time. Nicki Minaj says, is there something bigger going on here? And you know what also frustrates CNN and Joy Reid and all these people at Nicki Minaj? Her notoriety and her ability to distribute and communicate information is an exponentially greater than CNN and any of these other outlets. They can't stand that they can't control her, and she has real influence. Cut 78.
So what it's making me think now is that there's something bigger to it. You know, like when I kept on seeing all these people with all these conspiracy theories, I would be like, oh, what? Oh, please, you know. But what in the world scared y'all that much that made you disable my fucking Twitter?
Why would you have to disable the Twitter? The Twitter account. Nicki Minaj says, is there something else going on here? That's a very good question, isn't it? Is there something else going on here? An update from the Holy Land. Happy Yom Kippur, everybody, which is today. Israel sees record high daily infections, hints at fourth vaccine dose. Highly vaccinated Israel recorded the highest number of Fauci virus infections per capita this week as the country's health ministry announced that on average, more than 10,700 new Chinese coronavirus cases are being reported every single day. He said this is a record that did not exist in previous waves. I'm reading from the epochtimes.com. Well, that would prove the CDC's data correct, isn't it? that maybe the more we vaccinate, the more rates are actually going up with the Delta variant. Israel, which was supposed to be the poster child of reopening, now has the highest daily infections they have had ever, despite mass inoculation. And they are now saying we need a fourth booster shot. The country began offering COVID-19 booster shots to children as young as 12 on August 29th. Now, does anyone in Israel or the CDC or NIH kind of want to say, wait a second, maybe is it that the more we vaccinate, the more rates actually go up? Is anyone actually thinking about that? The country began offering these shots. Currently, 2.7 million Israelis have accepted the booster vaccine. Salman Zarka, the director of Ziv Medical Center in Safed, who joined ASH during September 14th meeting, said that 50% of confirmed cases on September 13th were among children, adding that the country is working on the assumption that it will possibly in the future need to deal with a fifth wave of the Fauci virus. To reiterate what the CDC says, after the second period, which occurred between June 20th and July 17th, the study noted that not fully vaccinated individuals are 4.5 times more likely to get infected. It's a double negative. It's very confusing. Connecting all of this together, we are now seeing all of a sudden this totalitarian regime unable to answer questions, unwilling to actually have dialogue about what's happening, unwilling to have discourse. When you don't want to talk and you just want to say you have a bigger sword or you have the willingness to use an iron fist, it really does kind of beg the question, why? What's really going on here? Don Lemon says that, cut 80, we have to stop coddling people who don't want to get the vaccine and start mocking them. Cut 80.
And so I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly again. Yes, they are. The people who aided and abetted Trump are stupid because they believed his big lie. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind. Because they are keeping the majority of Americans behind.
Have to start shaming them. Well, that's already begun. A lot of people ask me, Charlie, how do you know so much about American history? The answer is not from school. As many of you know, I did not go to formal college. Actually, I didn't go to college at all. So my education has been a process. I've always been committed to learning and diving deep into ideas. And one source of truth and knowledge has been the greatest partner in that pursuit of learning, and that is Hillsdale College. American history and civics education, they're quite honestly at a turning point. And the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum, they are teaching the truth. And they have downloadable curriculum for you and your children for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. And you could take online courses. So I, every single day, I do my best to try to schedule at least 30 minutes to an hour to take some online courses. So I have my certificate. I have passed the course in Constitution 101, the intro to the Constitution. I'm about to finish the introduction to Western philosophy. I finished the introduction to Aristotle, how to live a good life. And they have a new one called The Great American Story that I'm taking, and it's phenomenal. If you say, Charlie, how do I get my kids to know history? Literally pay them to take these courses. It's that good. The Great American Story. It's charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. Maybe you're more of a World War II fan. They have a whole course on that called The Second World Wars. Maybe you're a fan of Shakespeare. They have a course on that, Hamlet and the Tempest. Maybe you're a fan of theology. They have a whole course on Theology 101. How about on the Greek Wars, Athens and Sparta, Winston Churchill and statesmanship? These are free of charge, amazingly rigorous courses that will get you to appreciate the country, what it means to be a human being, where our rights come from, at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. Hillsdale, we are so honored to partner with them on the Charlie Kirk Show. Our children deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and uphold the dignity of each individual. So download the 1776 curriculum right now, and you yourself should at least carve out 20 minutes a day to try and learn something new. These courses can be downloaded, they could be podcasts, and there's little tests after them to make sure that you are comprehending what you are learning. And about after 10 courses, you get your certificate. It's one of the coolest feelings in the world. You feel like you are retaining that knowledge and you have a better understanding of what's happening in America. Download Hillsdale 1776 curriculum for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. Phenomenal partners. Please check it out right now. Cut 89, Joy Reid, MSNBC. This is how you tear a country apart. This is how you go into a cycle of unraveling. Joy Reid says, I have a message to Republicans. Okay, we get it. You guys love COVID and you want it pumping through your veins. I mean, this is literally an insane rant. And this person's very well watched and respected amongst the American left. This only contributes to this kind of unraveling of the republic that we have feared for some time. Play cut 89.
All right. Good evening, everyone. We begin the readout tonight with a message to Republicans. Okay, we get it. COVID is the precious and you love it. You love COVID so much. You want it to spread in the schools, at the office, in the Walmart, on the cruise ships and at the club. That gray spongy ball with the red spikes. You want it pumping through your veins with an ivermectin chaser.
That's her opening segment. They have no desire to bring the country together. They have no desire to try to build bridges, to try to categorize Republicans and conservatives as if we love it. I think she might be coy. She's being coy or sarcastic or whatever. Don Lemon wants to literally leave the unvaccinated behind. It's time to just say to 70 million people, you have to go. This is how you get death camps, just so we're all clear. This is how you start to get to places where you look back at history like, how did that happen? Don Lemon continues by saying, cut 82, you know what's so contradictory when people get sick and go to the hospital and say, give it all to me? You don't want to take a vaccine, but you want to take a horse dewormer. Again, ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for its treatment of humans. And it cleared river blindness, Don Lemon, in Africa. And as we covered yesterday, Uttar Pradesh in India had an ivermectin miracle. I encourage you guys to check that out on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast if you want to listen to that on your phone. And there's over 60 studies on the NIH website suggesting its efficacy against the Fauci virus. And one of our top team members here has a very powerful first-person testimony about ivermectin, that he was doing not so good. Ivermectin, again, I'm not saying that you should take it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't take it. Be aware of it. And unlike what people say, like, well, this idea of making your own choices. No, that's actually a good thing, making your own choices. Individual sovereignty, agency, and the ability to choose, that is an American value. That's a Western value. Play cut 82.
Science, medicine. No one questions that. You know why people, what is so contradictory about it? When people get sick, they go into the hospital and they say, throw it all, give it to me, inject it, put it in me. And you're going to pay a whole lot of money and you're going to tax the medical system when you could have gotten it for free and you wouldn't be in that position in the first place.
You're going to question the vaccine, but you want to take a horse dewormer.
literally wanting to leave a portion of the population behind. Nicki Minaj has stumbled into the revelation of the tyranny that unfortunately already exists in this country. You want to get the vaccine, go get the vaccine. If you don't want to get the vaccine, then don't get the vaccine. Really simple. But it's not so simple if you are in the business of wanting to control people, in wanting to micromanage their decisions. It's not about safety. It's not about public health. If it was, Israel would not see record high daily infections and hint at a fourth vaccine dose. No, the pandemic gives the ruling class a license to dominate you and remake society into a permanent and calcified corporate oligarchy, untouchable. If the pandemic were all of a sudden to be under control because of antiviral medication, would they still be able to control your children, keep you in a state of fear? Of course not. They don't want you to be free. And that's really the struggle here. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.